Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Institute for Personal Development, where total consciousness is the new frontier. Kriya Yoga is the union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices that initiate this process.
Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Toy, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good today on this new moon and everything being in Cancer and amped up to a high emotional level. How are you today?
You know, I have to say, I haven't amped up my emotional level quite yet today, but the new moon's not until this evening, so I guess we'll wait and see what happens tonight. I'm fine, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Today on The Voice of Yoga, we will be talking about the new moon in Cancer. Be today at 9:24 p.m. This new beginning will be accompanied with a stellium in Cancer. The Sun, Moon, Mars, and Mercury will be in the sign of home, hearth, and the digestive system. This configuration will be opposed by Pluto and square Uranus to keep things moving. Venus and Jupiter are separating from their union in Leo with a square from Saturn and Scorpio. So listen in, get some insights into this cosmic opportunity to unlock your hidden potential. So, Swami, it sounds like there's a lot going on tonight. Can you first, though, explain to me exactly what is a stellium? I don't think I've ever heard that before.
A stellium is four or more planets in a zodiacal sign.
So now all of those planets are in Cancer right now at this new moon, so I can only assume that that's going to mean some good things for us to come.
Yeah, I guess it's all good, especially if things are kind of amped up emotionally. I guess a lot of it has to do with whatever your comfort zone is. Like, if you can't find the file that you were going to use for your opening of the show, and how would you react to something like that in the midst of the beginning of the show? And so you get kind of like a better experience of what Cancer energy is all about, because it really is. It's primal. It's all about protecting and nurturing that which we put into form, the whole thing of mother is the myth of Cancer. The moon rules Cancer. And so it's very basic and primal, but it's usually associated with feelings, similar to the Scorpio and Pisces. But this is more of how we protect and nurture that which we put into form. And it also has a lot to do with putting things into form, giving birth. That's why this new moon, I think, would be really a good thing for a fresh start, because you could put something new into form. And then everything that would be associated with that is that everything has the characteristics of the moment that it is born, so it would have kind of like this accompanying feeling of to nurture and protect what it is that we begin today or in the next few days.
So say I wanted to use these energies right now to assist in maybe any physical, I guess, ailments, for lack of a better word, that I might have. Maybe I have like a problem with a hip or something like that. So let's just say I have a hip problem. So that I'm trying to work through. Would you suggest that this would be a good time for us to place intentions out there? Because you're saying the new moon can bring upon nurturing and things like that. So should I have more of a nurturing attitude towards a physical symptom in my body?
Well, to answer your question, the thing I think that would be really valuable about beginning any intention during this time is that it may have endurance. That whatever you put into form might have the capacity to stay in motion during this time. Cancer is a cardinal sign. It's all part of that creating force of the universe. And with four planets in the zodiacal sign and their personal planets, the moon, the sun, Mars, and Mercury. So whatever intentions that you would have, which like you said, as far as would it be more nurturing than, say, warring, that part I'm not 100% sure, because Mars is the planet of war. So it might have a certain element of being a little bit more aggressive than passive. And, of course, those planets are in opposition to Pluto, which is what we talked about. And Pluto amps everything up to life, death, importance. Pluto is the god of the underworld. It rules the whole concept of the cycle of death and rebirth. And it is very important for renewal and what we call transformation. So being able to capitalize and utilize the force that's available to us during this time would be to apply it to something that might be a little bit beyond personal interest. So say, for example, like if I had a problem with, like you said, with a hip, that one of the ways of trying to go about it would be to, rather than think about from a perspective of I, me, mine, but to think of how to maybe find some sort of cure on a collective level for what might be going on in your physical body, something that kind of gets you out of yourself and is putting out a positive energy rather than drawing off of the outside world. If that answers your question.
Yeah, I think it does to some degree. So we could be aggressively nurturing, right? And then can we use, because we always know that form does follow thought, so if I want to be aggressively nurturing, how would I apply that to the mind?
Yeah, exactly. Where you would be more proactive in creating your intentions, and maybe even more repetitive in it, maybe a little bit more aggressive in it. So in other words, like you would spend maybe a little bit more time at it. And with repetition will possibly come the absorption to affect the change of the desired outcome.
So basically, we can apply this concept not just to the physical body. Like I just said, we can apply it to the mind. We can apply it to how we are in the workforce. And I'll be starting a new job next week, so I can set the intention maybe for having this particular kind of harmony in a new work environment.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. Sure, that's exactly what we're talking about. And constantly being mentally proactive. Constantly trying to implement positive imagery in all of the departments in your life. on a regular basis. That's one of the reasons why, you know, it's nice to have a new moon and the opportunity for a fresh start, but it's also nice to have a practice that kind of keeps the wheels turning constantly. That when you do have a practice that is in motion, you know, that a body in motion requires less energy to keep in motion than the body at rest requires to put in motion. So today might be a good day to break the inertia if you are not accustomed to having a practice. But if you have a practice, it kind of has the feeling that the wind is at your back, and it kind of gives you a little bit of a forward push. And then if you are accustomed to using your yoga, then you use that momentum to keep whatever intentions that you have in place. And the other thing is that it's not just something that you're going to do today and then expect that come the next full moon that everything's going to be waiting for you at the end. I mean, it's going to be a direct result of a continuous practice. And constantly looking for any debilitating thoughts and constantly working with the changes that take place in the outside world. It's constant adjustments, if that helps.
You know, it does. You really kind of clarified some things for me. So basically, we want to set the intentions. This is a good time, you know, ride this tailwind. Start a practice if you haven't already. You know, if you don't have a vinyasa, maybe this would be a good time to set one, you know, write it on paper, which postures that you want to do, and just, you know, get off the couch and do it, right? Now, I have a question about, we usually associate the sun and the moon as, I don't know if polarities are the right word, but because they're both in Cancer, would they, like, cancel each other out? I mean, how does that work when the sun and the moon are both in that one sign?
Well, I don't think that they cancel each other out, but I think what happens is that the moon is in rulership. And so during the conjunction, the moon may have the upper hand over the sun because it's in its most comfortable element right now. And the sun of course will start to pick up its momentum next month when it goes into Leo, when it's in rulership. So the incentive to express the self might not be as strong as the whole thing of wanting to put something into form and nurture that which you've put into form and protect that which you've put into form. But the interplay between matter and mind and spirit continues independent of where the planets are. It's just a matter of like this biosphere of energy that it sets up. And how you as an individual will resonate to it. Because there's an old saying, one person's food is another person's poison. That a lot of it has to do with the frequency or the vibration that you resonate to. And then how this energy field is affecting your vibration. And a lot of the yoga practice is basically just about attuning ourselves to the vibration that's available to us at a given time to try and create that sense of harmony and balance that we look for, that calmness and stillness, if that helps.
When you talk about finding that harmony within ourselves, that balance, that stillness, it still comes down to the very first thing that you talk about, and that is, how are we thinking? So again, it comes back to that very first step that we say is how you think is what we become. So it would have to start there, wouldn't you think?
Well, sure. It's the foundation of everything. But it all comes down to, probably on a deeper level, what is it that I desire? And the whole thing of understanding, why do I practice yoga? You know, it's like, why? What's so important about this union of the individual with the divine? And how will that change how I would utilize the energy that's available to me at a given moment? And part of it is that the internal support gives you a calmness, a confidence, and a stillness that you can't get from drawing from the outside world, that our bodies are constantly searching when we're drawing from duality. So there's this restlessness that most of us are just familiar with. That's what we know. That's what we call normal. But when the individual separates from their attachment to duality and connects to the unified field, then matter and mind come together with a resource that changes your inner environment. It changes the metal of your makeup. You become something different. And from that vantage point, then when you step back into your everyday life, your exchange of energy is different. You're not drawing off the outside world, you're actually giving back. So the practice of yoga does have a big effect on transits and progressions. Your level of consciousness, your degree of awareness is the biggest variable. It's not the planets that are causing things to happen. It's, am I using the energy that's available to me at a given time? It's always going to come back to putting the responsibility on the individual.
That's a great thought. I have a question about that. But first, I think what we'll do is we're going to hold that thought to pause to hear a word from our sponsors. So listeners, we will be with you in a few moments. Well, we seem to be experiencing some technical difficulties, so we won't pause to hear a word from our sponsors right now. So, but welcome back. And for those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. So, Swami, my question is, and I probably already know the answer to this, but because we are having the stellium in Cancer, if you or anybody else out there is a Cancer, does this amp everything up for them? And I realize you just said that Pluto is going to amplify everything anyway, but if you are a Cancer, does this have a special meaning for those people?
Well, to answer your question, sure, it affects everybody, and it's going to affect everybody differently. If you are a Cancer, then of course you're more familiar with that energy. If you are a Capricorn, then you're 180 degrees from that. If you're a Libra, you're 90 degrees from that. So it's going to have a different effect. It'll be what we call the aspect, or the nature of the aspect, that you'll be dealing with. It seems like our dashboard is just going crazy here. I don't know if we're even getting through as far as, we'll just keep going, but I'm not 100% sure what's happening here. But anyway, the moon is an amplifier, period. And when the sun and the moon are together, it just increases that power.
Maybe it's increased the power so much it's affecting the dashboard for the program today. Talk about amping everything up, right? So isn't that what we talk about, right? About form and function, and you know, everything is connected to everything else. So that's very interesting that this is happening today, I think. So I have another question for you, and I might have missed it, but I want to talk about the Venus and Jupiter separating from the union in Leo. Now, I believe Venus is an important part of my particular astrology. So, but in general, let's talk about generalities for everybody. What does that mean for us about the Venus and Jupiter?
Well, Venus and Jupiter typically in astrology have always been referred to as Jupiter is the greater benefic and Venus is the lesser benefic. So you've got these two planets that are typically associated with abundance. Venus is basically our desire. It's what we want. And Jupiter is an expansive principle. And, of course, in the zodiacal sign of Leo, which has always been associated with things that would be of a kind of an upscale, regal kind of a nature. So with those, when they were running in conjunct, it was probably bringing things that we desired into our lives. And that's not always considered to be the best thing, you know, because sometimes you might overspend. You might have more things, but now all of a sudden you don't have the resources to support that. And you have an exaggerated sense of what your monetary worth is. So not every aspect is as simple as it might sound, that things are oftentimes very complicated. And what we do with those transits, you know, just like even say, you know, let's look at what's going on with the computer today, and you could say that, well, there's your square to Uranus. Mm-hmm. You know, Mercury square Uranus may have something to do with why the computer is all of a sudden starting to act funny. Expect the unexpected, unexpected change, things of that nature. You can astrologize anything, but for the most part, the thing that I really like to do is I like to use the astrology to give me some insight. But I really like to use my yoga practice to keep my life on course. Kind of like I always just try and associate it with the concept of sailing. That it's nice to have a weather person tell you which way the wind is blowing, but you also have to know how to use that energy in order to keep your boat on course, because sometimes you can open up the sails and the wind will pull you wherever you want to go, and other times you have to tack or go against the wind, use that wind in a different way. And that's what I've always found that the yoga practice does, is it kind of gives you the ability to throttle, regulate, and manage psychic energy. The term we always refer to as how to shape your inner state to fit the demands of the world. And then when there is opportunities, when the wind is at your back, you can open up the sails and kind of relax a little bit more with it. And sometimes having lead time into these opportunities gives you the chance to prepare a plan so that now's a good time to launch it, the timing aspect of it.
Yes, I completely agree with the fact that astrology is just a tool of many tools that we have for us to continue on the spiritual path and become this whole person that you talk about. And to be able to have somebody like yourself who's got a great understanding of what all of this means is great for those of us who can take advantage of that. So I encourage everybody to, if they have questions, to contact you and have, you know, sessions with you about that. So I think that's really important that you give yourself to people so they can make those plans and make those changes. Absolutely, I think that's wonderful. And these are some of the things that we talk about in our Theory 2 class on Thursday. So at this time, speaking of asking questions, I'd like to know if anybody out there who is listening to our program today, do you have any questions for Swami relating to the astrological aspects today? Hello? Well, Swami, I don't think we have the questions from our listeners, but do you have any final thoughts that you want to tell us about taking advantage of the energies with our new moon today?
Well, to answer your question, just kind of like whatever project or whatever it is that you decide that you want to undertake, one of the things is that you're building under a sign that is accompanied with feelings, and so that you may actually find yourself to be a little bit more emotionally attached to whatever it is that you do. Like I said, that could be used in your favor, that it will have longevity, that you could keep that going. And the other thing is that you, with that Venus and Jupiter conjunction in Leo, whatever it is, you want to make sure that you have made a good enough plan so that you can, your budget will be able to support whatever it is that you undertake, mm-hmm. as opposed to the concept of, I guess the old saying is, bite off more than you can chew, kind of a thing, which oftentimes can have a negative effect on things where all of a sudden it dampens motivation. All of a sudden now I'm overwhelmed. I started too much too fast, which oftentimes can happen with an aspect of a stellium like this where something is just a little too lopsided. So again, using your mental functions that we talked about a couple of weeks ago to create a plan that's within your budget, within your schedule, so that you don't undertake something that's just going to consume all of your time for a couple of days, and then the next thing you know, it's like it's going to be left to the wayside.
Well, thank you for that. That's great advice. I think it's about this time we need to start closing down our program. So once again, I'd like to ask the listeners out there, if you're listening on your phone or on your device, you know, please visit our Facebook, like our pages, and share them if you would. We do want to get this information out to everybody. And so please visit our website, follow us on Pinterest and Twitter, and don't forget we do have availability on online classes you can access through our website. But keep those comments, questions, and curiosities coming because Swami does enjoy hearing from you. And be sure to tune in next week. We will be exploring The Warrior is Medicine in Action. I can't wait for that. That's going to be another great show. So, Swami, any final thoughts about this show or what's coming up this weekend or next week's show?
Well, I would encourage everybody to start something fresh today or in the next couple of days, and I would invite people to take our classes and join us on all of the social media stuff that we've been trying to work at, and thank everybody for listening to the show. And also, I'm wondering, I see there's a lot of stuff going on with the dashboard, and it's distracting to me, but I would wish everybody a good day. And with that, namaste.
And thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton with Swami Jayananda signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.